It's horse time. We're back on the phone with Mark the Catchman Stanley to talk about all the racing at Doncaster. Catchy, how are you doing today?
Yeah, fine. Had a nice winner on Thursday. 3-1 winner in the ball. Named after the tavern where you drink most nights. N-I-N-N, not the one with the round that you're never in.
No, not at all. So what we got on the card for tomorrow? I know there's some racing at Cheltenham and Newbury, but I think you're looking at Doncaster,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, there's a horse running in the 3:15 in a mile and a half handicap. There's only had two starts. But at the start of the season, I was told by Roger Varian, this was, they thought it was none of their derby horse. They called it a UAE Prince. Obviously, the name gives it away.
Yeah.
United Arab Emirates. Apart from the last bit where the Arsenal player called it, I'm a Teddy Light. But it's first time up, the horse was third behind Imperial Aviator and Ulysses, both group horses. It then had a long break. The Rogers horses wasn't right. They give the horse plenty of time to strengthen up. It bolted up at Leicester the other day in a handicap by over 4.5 lengths. It runs in his first handicap tomorrow at Donny off a mark of 93. I do think it's a lot better than that. I think this is a group horse in the making. I think there'll be a massive gamble on this horse tomorrow, UAE Prince.
What price is it currently at now, Couchy?
I think they'll be putting about 3-1. And there was no anti-post betting on the race, but they'll be pricing out this afternoon. I expect he'll be back from like 3-1 into 7-4, something like that, I should imagine. I think there'll be a big gamble on this horse tomorrow, Serge.
Well, definitely make sure to get onto that. But you've got a nice big price one for later on in the afternoon. What have you got for us, Couchy?
Yeah, the horse I like is in the Racing Post Trophy, run over a mile for 2-year-olds, a 3:50. There's an horse of Aidan Bryan's called You Cat Can, who's a very, very short price favourite. And the horse I like in the race is an Irish horse. I think we see with the Dewhurst that the Irish had the first and second. In the Fillies Mile, they had the first and second. You don't need to have been in public school to realise that the Irish 2-year-olds are much better than our juveniles over here.
Yeah.
And also, like, here's a horse called Brutal. He's a 25-to-1 poke. He's trained by Gerlions, who very rarely brings his horses over here from his county meet base. He's owned by Qatar Racing. He won this race 2 years ago with Elm Park. And the horse was very impressive at Leopardstown, beat a good horse of Aidan O'Brien very easily last time. And that was over a mile. This race is over a mile. I think he'll stay longer than a Russian warship in the English Channel. And 25-1. And the other interesting thing about him is he's got a tongue tie on for the first time, Serge. There are many people are trying to put one on me, Serge, but it doesn't work.
Well, Couchy, what's going to work for me is going down to bookies to put 20 quid each way on a 25-1 Brutal.
At that sort of price, I'm bowing, you know, I'd back to each way, and I expect a big run from it.
Well, I can't wait to see that. It's going to be an incredible race.
I'm looking forward to the football on Sunday when Chelsea beat Man United at the Bridge.
Well, hopefully I'll have enough money from the bookies to forget that game's ever going to happen. Been an Arsenal fan.
Okay, Serge. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Have a nice weekend, Couchy. We'll be back next week.
Thank you.
See you later. Now.